is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets!
The Jack Wagon.
Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And let's fly through another freaky deaky edition on this Friday and hop aboard the Honk Honk. A plus 100 odds or greater are required if you want to grab that seat there on the plus bus. So, Lundy, whether in maybe in college basketball, we got games starting at like 11 a.m. Central time. Feast week is here. I love it. Whether you're looking at the NFL, could be in the games in advance of the week, maybe even on Monday, I will allow it. College football, drop the puck and make it some bucks. All I require, my man, is for you, good sir, to give me a plus money bet. And what do you have?
Well, I'm flipping the bird to the NHL right now, Brad, because last night the Detroit Red Wings decided not to show up at all. Like, I don't think they knew what time the game started, to be honest. And then, I mean, Quinn Hughes, Q. It's just you and me, man. It's just you and me. How do you miss five shots? How do you just ping, ping, ping? We just needed one more shot on goal, you jerk, and you missed. Five. All right, Brad, let's go to the Double H show, shall we? Give me Hunter Henry for an anytime touchdown coming up this weekend.
Love
we
it.
Know how bad Cincinnati is against the tight end position, giving up an average of 1.2 touchdowns per game to the tight end position per game. Oh my God, they're bad against the big targets. So we're going to take this with Hunter Henry at a plus 185. I can't resist that. When I was looking at these numbers last night, I actually expected this to be closer to maybe 160, 155. So I think we're getting a little bit of value here. So jump yep. on Double H, not Triple H, Double H for a touchdown there in Cincinnati as the Patriots look to be able to maintain their pace with who? Oh yeah. My Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's a body slam wager. I'm glad you actually mentioned it because it is a friendly reminder for me to grab the exact same one. And maybe I'm going to give you a reminder for a little Charbonnet all day. Hey, you got to survive the relatives next week. So why don't you start early with Zach Charbonnet in the anytime touchdown market on the road against those woeful and horrible Tennessee Titans. Plus 110 available there at BetMGM. Of course, he's going to work in concert with Kenneth Walker the third. But you look at Tennessee, the number 26 in rush EPA defense. They're giving up 4.74 yards per carry, 109 flat rush yards per game, all the running backs, and they've given up 14 total touchdowns to the running back position. Charbonnet, it's a near 60-40 split, a little bit heavier on the plate for him at 44.1%, but a guy that's seen appreciable action inside the red zone. Number 13 in total red zone touches with 29. Seven of those 29 have come at the goal line. He scored six times. And the advanced data ain't too shabby either. 2.94 yak per 10, 25 missed tackles forced, which is top 20 league. So I think Charbonnet, honestly, I think both running backs are going to find the end zone. But great value on him to cross the chalk in Nash Vegas. We're going to roll the dice on that one at a plus 110 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it. I mean, the Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's live in that land down under. And we're looking at Javonte Williams of the Dallas Cowboys. And Lindy, I just now noticed this. One of my old school Illinois posters, maybe this is ominous sign, is crooked on the backdrop that you see there. So, yikes. That is no bueno.
Earthquake. Earthquake.
Yeah. Maybe they're playing, I know they're playing Long Island on Saturday. Maybe that's a sign to roll the Blackbirds, who are being coached by, this is a true story, folks, Rod the Bod Strickland. I used to be one of my favorite players back in the day. He's head coach at Long Island University. Anyway, I digress on Javonte Williams on this under. Philadelphia number 5. In terms of rush EPA defense, they've allowed the 12 fewest running back rush yards per game at 85.6, giving up right around 4 yards per carry, but only four running backs have gone over 67.5 rush yards against them, and Juggernaut Javonte was not one of them. In the first matchup in week one, he only had 54 ground yards in that one. Look, he has been a feel-good story. He is doing everything that I thought he would do as a member of your beloved Denver Broncos. And, of course, that never materialized, but he has blown up this year. Ultra efficient. He's top 10 in yak per attempt, top 10 in missed tackles force, and has been a king of consistency scoring the rock. He's gone over this prop at three of his last four. I just know Philly and what they do probably best is defending the run. That was an issue earlier this season, but man, they've really tightened the screws in that capacity. So I think this number is a little bit too high. I think he's got to finish with 60 yards right on the nose. So numero cinco on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Give me the under on the Dallas Cowboy Javonte Williams. 67.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Landy, pay to follow.
Was this like when you played the under on James Cook last night?
Yeah, that was pain. Thank you for twisting the knife, my good man.
Hey, look, if I'm going to live through hell on the ice last night, other than my Colorado Avalanche taking the New York Rangers out to the woodshed. But yeah, let's see. You took the under on James Cook, 74.5.
Four and a half. Yeah.
I'm starting right here. I'm fading you. I think Javonte, I don't think he's going to crush this number, but I do think he gets above the 67.5. I think you, sir, are going to go 0-for-2 in trying to fade these running backs.
Yeah, going 0-for-2, fading running backs with the first letter in their first name of J.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go ahead and rev the engine with Yoshi, my favorite character in Mario Kart, old school Nintendo 64. Oh, it's a throwback. Oh, I still have one of those. Oh, I might have to fire up the old machine this weekend. But I am going to fire up Andre Yoshivas, a guy only started right now 4% of Yahoo leagues, and I think he's going to be a top 30 fantasy wide receiver this week. And for that reason, I'm taking the over on 38.5 receiving yards against those New England Patriots at a minus 115, available there at BetMGM. True story, if you follow the always public, free, and transparent spreadsheet, I grabbed this, it opened, and it actually opened at 32.5, which is absurd. I still think this is way too low of a number. You look at New England, number 13 in dropback EPA defense. Have been good, but not great defending the pass. And more specifically, Yoshivas logged 64.8% of his snaps out of the slot, which means he's going to get Marcus Jones primarily in coverage. Why is that a good thing? Well, Jones has given up a 71.8% catch rate, a 109.5 passer rating on top of that. In New England, middle of the pack, they've allowed the 18th most wide receiver yards this season, 13, which is a lucky number, have gone over 38.5 receiving yards at the wide receiver position against them. And you look at Yoshivas, Jamar Chase is averaging 11.7 targets per game. He pulled a Hawk Tua in the last game on Jalen Ramsey. And as a result, his one game suspension, which he appealed, is upheld. You got to funnel those targets somewhere, whether it's Joe Flacco, possibly Joe Burrow, trending in the right direction. We shall see. I still think Burrow will sit this out. This is my gut feeling. It'll be ready on Thanksgiving. It's the Baltimore Ravens. But that heavy workload, I think he's going to get probably upwards of 6 to 8 targets. As a result, he's averaging 13.5 yards per catch, and he's gone over this in a tertiary role. That's a fancy word. Three times this season. So as a secondary option to T. Higgins, give me the over. Numero Cuatro on the countdown. Andre Yoshivas, 38.5 receiving yards against New England, minus 115 at BetMGM. Landy, vroom, vroom, fade or follow.
Well, you were talking about this one. We were discussing this yesterday. So I don't really have anything to add. You're exactly right. The targets have to go somewhere. I still think this number is playable at 38.5. Roll with it, folks. I will follow.
Turn into a bullet bill. More Mario Kart references for Yoshi.
Number 3.
Numero tres here with the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Aaron. No, I'm not talking about the self-indulgent one. who hopefully the Bears are going to exercise some demons against with his dinged wrist and Mr. Rodgers. No, we're talking about a former teammate of his, Aaron Jones, and a revenge game narrative taking on his former employer in the Green Bay Packers. Of course, Jones, now a member of Minnesota. Give me the over. 2.5 receptions against those Green Bay Packers at a +105 is what I grabbed it at there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, Betalytics disagrees with me in their forecast. They got it for 1.76, but I think he is going to be a primary checkdown weapon to one J.J. McCarthy, who honestly needs all the injections of confidence that he possibly can get, even of the nickel and dime of variety. Jones has done this in 3-6 games played this season. He's got a healthy 13.2% of the team target share, 15.5 routes per game is what he's running. That's 48.7% of the time. Now, you see the lowly 59.1% catch rate, you might be like, your sphincter is going to be tight, Evans. This is going to be a sweat, and it may be. But Green Bay, they're number 20 in dropback EPA defense. That's encouraging. And two, as well, they've allowed the 8th most receptions to the running back position this season, 5.1 per game. Seven guys have caught at least 3 balls at running back against them. Make it 8, a big fat snowman with Aaron Jones rolling with the over on 2.5 receptions against the Green Bay Packers, +105. At DraftKings, Lundy. Pay to follow.
Are you doing okay with various folks in your life? Because you're always all about the revenge. Are you okay? Everything all right?
No. I carry a sharpened knife of all times, and I will backstab the living hell out of people.
Yeah. I mean, I get worried about you with your revenge. Like, I don't know. Do the guys at Yahoo got to keep looking over their shoulder? You know, I get a little worried the number of times.
I got a future as a Marvel villain, I think.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe, but you'd be like a sidekick, and you'd probably be offed in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
I'm already Lex Luthor, man. Look at me.
Yeah, I know. You're looking shiny there in the lights. I think this is a good one. I like it at plus odds. You might sweat a little bit of this one, seeing what happens later on in the game, but I think you're probably good for a couple of catches within the first 3 quarters, and then let's just see if we can find that third one to get the plus odds. I'll follow.
Hey, guess what, folks? You demand more props. You want more props. And we provide more props. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackwagons. It's absolutely free. Lundy always dropping the puck and making some bucks. Firing off on additional tickets across the smoothest part of sports betting. Check out his free and transparent, always public spreadsheet. Check out my free, always transparent, public spreadsheet. Boys and girls, your boy is riding a... Heater still in college basketball. Gonna come probably crashing down during feast week, but my God, I'm off to my greatest start in the history of betting on that sport, which goes back, I don't know, like 20, 25 years. It's utterly ridiculous what I've been able to accomplish so far this season, and I am cursing myself in the process, gloating as a result. But anyway, and get all those picks absolutely free. Get all of my fantasy rankings constantly updating absolutely free for week 12. My fantasy football flames pieces at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end are live on the site for week 12. My NFL top props are live on the site for week 12. College football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson is alive on the site ahead of week 13. You can ask me a question as well, and I'll get back to you at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Did I mention it's free? So click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the Fade of 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Holy shit, we're in first place this deep in the season. I can't believe it. And one of the primary reasons why, Caleb Williams on pace to become the franchise's first ever 4,000-yard passer in a season. The franchise record held by Eric Kramer. Going back to the year I graduated high school, 1996, he had over 3,800 yards that year. But yes, folks, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. Yes, folks, the Bears have never had a 30-passing touchdown quarterback as well. Williams in the conversation for both of those feats. I cannot believe this number is this low. I'm slamming the over. I honestly debated putting this at number one. And the only reason why it wasn't a plus money, I'm going to share that top play here in a minute. But Caleb Williams over 216 and a half pass yards against the Steelers. Again, love this wager at a minus 115 is what I grabbed it at BetMGM. Why? Okay, the Steelers are middle of the pack in drop back data and defending the pass, but they have allowed the most pass yards per game in the National Football League, giving up 285.1 to the quarterback position. Nine quarterbacks have gone over 216.5 vertical yards against them this year. Only Joe Flacco in that second matchup, which happened last week, he's the only guy to go under this number against the defense, and that was the second go-around. And, of course, this is the first matchup between these teams, the only one this season. You look at Williams averaging 32.5 pass attempts per game. Yeah, he's outside the top 20 and six different completion percentage categories, but he's number five in total air yards and has gone over this prop in four of his last six. Betalytics agrees. They got him at 225.14 with their fancy schmancy projections. So put all together, bear all the way the hell down. And he may be boosting up the bankroll on the over. Caleb Williams, 216.5 pass yards against the Steelers, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, you better follow me.
No, I'll follow you on this one. I just think it's really funny because both of our teams are sitting in first place right now, and neither one of us saw that coming anytime soon.
Crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. So, yeah, I'm going to follow on this one. I think he continues to get those yards. And you graduated in 96, you young pup.
I am yet young, but oh, so very old.
Numero uno
on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. We got to rock with a little Mr. Taylor Swift, shall we? Travis Kelce, 60-plus receiving yards in the alt market against those Indianapolis Colts. A kind of an important game for Kansas City. To still have a pulse in the playoff hunt, even if they lose this, I still think they're going to make it. I ultimately believe they're going to win 10 games and get that wild card berth, but they ain't catching your beloveds in the Denver Broncos, had a statement against them here in recent memory, though they got by the skin of their teeth. But a dub is a dub, and hopefully this is going to be a dub as well on Kelce, 60-plus receiving yards against those Colts at a plus 125 there at ESPN Bet. Extraordinary value in my mind. I look at the Indianapolis. Yes, they're number six in dropback EPA defense, but they have struggled not on the perimeter defensively when trying to ball up the pass, but across the middle of the field. That is evidenced by the 6.3 receptions and 72.6 yards per game they have allowed to just the tight end position. They've allowed overall the third most yards to plus size targets this season. You look at Kelce, he's averaging north of this on a per game basis at 63.1, and netting 6.6 targets per game. Yeah, he's only number 12 in total air yards among tight ends, but he's still getting after it with the ball in his hands. Number three in total yak, number six in yards per route run. And Luddy, the trend has been thy friend. He has hit 60 yards in five of his last six games. How is this plus money, especially with the Chiefs playing at home with their backs against the wall? Oh, yeah, and the total's like 50 in this game. So, numero uno on the Friday edition of the Week 12 Fade 5 Countdown, Travis Kelce. He won't be encouraging any bad blood to boil in these veins. See what I did there? 60-plus receiving yards against the Colts, plus 125 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow?
I got to follow. I can't help it, especially in the game with the total, because I think the Chiefs are just going to blitzkrieg them. I think this is one of those, like, I know the Colts came off to the hot start and all of that kind of stuff. I think Spags is going to completely screw with Daniel Jones and company in this game. From a defensive standpoint, I think they're pissed that they lost to the Broncos. Yep. I think they're pissed that they're at 500. I think they're just angry right now, and I have a feeling that that is going to turn into pain for the Colts, and if that is the case, then you got to jump on Travis Kelce with this plus odds for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like I got to bet every over on Kansas City players as well. So thank you for that recommendation there, Lundy. How about some more? Because it's bonus time, whether in the NFL in week 12, maybe college football in week 13, college basketball, it's feast week. Again, I'm not wearing any pants. Or drop the puck and make it some more bucks in the NHL. I'll even allow an NBA play, though that sport right now kind of bore me to tears. Luddy, all I require is some additional wagers. What else do you have on your card?
All right, let's take a look here. Let's talk some NHL. Let's see if we can lick our wounds from last night and come back to life. Let's go with a three-leg points. We need each of these people to get a point, folks. Let's go to Buffalo. That's where Chicago will be on the second night of a back-to-back. Excuse me. Jeez, getting choked up thinking about this guy. Connor Bedard, give me him for a point. Give me my boy KK, Kirill Kaprizov, to have a point as well. And Nikolai Ehlers to also have a point on the late night tip, excuse me, in that Carolina-Winnipeg game. So again, Bedard, Kaprizov, and Ehlers, if each of those guys gets a point tonight, that is a plus 217 over at DraftKings. Speaking of Chicago, yes, I know they're on the second leg of a back-to-back. Yes, I know that they are on the road against Buffalo, but guess what? Buffalo stinks this year. So I'm not going to take Chicago on the money line, although I'm really tempted to do that with the Blackhawks. Instead, I'm going to take them on the puck line. So we're going to go with the Blackhawks plus 1.5. And then the late game tonight, I'm going to take the LA Kings straight on the money line against the Boston Bruins. And if you put those two legs together, that's a plus 145 at DraftKings. Again, the Blackhawks plus 1.5 and the Kings straight on the money line. If you put those two together, it is a plus 145. Brad. What was our theme yesterday with your college basketball picks? There's always the Hawaii game, right?
Oh, yeah, they screwed us.
Yeah, they royally screwed us. Let's see if the football version won't screw us. They are in Sin City taking on UNLV. UNLV, Brad, the last four times they have been a home favorite, they're 0-4 against the spread. So Hawaii is catching 2.5. So here's what I did. This is an easy SGP. It's a baby seduced by the juice, but I'll take the plus odds going into the weekend. I took the spread from 2.5 points for Hawaii all the way up to 10.5. Hawaii plus 10.5. And then I brought the total down and I'm playing the over at 59.5. So I need at least 60 points because this is all shootout. I mean, if you like points, you're going to like this game tonight in college football. So again, Hawaii plus 10.5 and bring the total down to 59.5, play the over plus 104. I can live with that at a nice little simple, small baby seduced by the juice. And then I'll also tell you this. I have no idea what the odds are. I mean, I could probably find it here if I click on the buttons quick enough here and you talk amongst yourselves. And I fill. And oh, there it is. Yeah, it's minus odds. I don't even care. Give me Nikola Jokic again for a triple-double. It's minus 115. I'm going to continue to do it. This guy, Christian Brown, is obviously out. He's not expected back until after the first of the year. But Jokic is just – he's doing shit, y'all, that – I'm here in Denver, and I see it all the time, and I'm still baffled every time he does it.
Yeah.
My wife and I went out to grab something to eat because we were running errands on Wednesday night, and they had the Nuggets game up on the TV. And I don't know what I was doing. I was probably on my phone, probably making a bet, if I'm being honest. And all of a sudden, my wife goes, "Holy shit." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Watch this." And I just waited for the replay, and it was when he did the behind the back to Peyton Watson when Watson dunked it coming down the lane. He's doing it all the freaking time.
Y'all. I know.
And I still cannot believe that at the beginning of the season, we were getting him at plus odds for a triple double. But I'm going to lay the juice at the minus 115 that he does it again tonight on the road against Houston. Big game in the Western Conference. For now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Just give him the MVP trophy every damn year. He is that special, the best, maybe the greatest big man of all time. He is certainly in that conversation, given his all-around game. All right, my team, Huevos Parlay Play, ahead of NFL Week 12. I got to find a reason, and this is the only reason, what I would subject myself to enduring a single second. Vegas and the Cleveland Browns matchup between Geno Smith and Shedeur Sanders. It's the same game parlay, so here's what we're going to do. Geno Smith, interception. It happens every game. The guy's just a magnet for turnovers. Do you need to know the reason? No, you don't. And the second one, Shedeur Sanders, I'll take the under on 28.5 pass attempts. Shador's a train wreck. You know, you might say, well, he's finally getting reps with the ones in practice. He's got to take all kinds of steps forward. I've been reading a lot of hot take columns, people believing that he is going to mount to something in the NFL. Folks, he holds on the ball too long. He sails a lot of passes, makes poor decisions. I could go with double INT, one INT for Geno, one INT for Shador. But the juice wasn't sexier enough. So it's far more sexier if I go with Shador on the under 28.5 pass attempts. They're going to lean on handing the ball off to Quinshon Judkins against this Raiders defense. So to recap,
plus 120 if you want to go with the double INT. That's what it is right now. It's plus 120. I just want to let everybody know. It's not enough.
Not enough. I'm greedy bastard. And for that reason, the same game parlay, the team Wavo style, because that's more team reasons, the plus 120. Geno Smith, INT, Shador Sanders, under 28.5 pass attempts. A cool plus 174. Yeah, baby. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, elsewhere, bonus time. Luddy, I'll give you a godforsaken NBA play on a former ILL standout and current Chicago Bull, who scored his 3,000th career point, which was also the 14th millionth point ever scored in the NBA. Fun fact, Ayo Dosunmu, that happened a few days ago. I think he's going to score 15-plus points against the Miami Heat tonight. Plus 149, graduated DraftKings, Miami. They're number 9 in defensive efficiency in the NBA, but they are number 1 in pace. You know what that means. You rev the engine, more possessions, more chances for shots, more chances for points. And Ayo has scored at least 15 in 6 games this season. He's averaging 25.3 minutes per game. He's shooting 56.3% for the floor. That's fantastic. Even better, 46.8% from way downtown. He's averaging north this number at 15.6. So give me Ayo Dosunmu, 50-plus points against the Heat at a plus 149. Of course, you got to get some college basketball. I got a ton of plays I'm going to post later. I got errands to run this afternoon. I got family coming to town. I got to get to Costco. I got to buy crap and just loads and truckloads on pallets. For all the people going to be at Casa de Evans. So I'll have a lot more plays. I'll give you a couple of quick ones. Texas Tech, I took a plus 4.5 in the Bahamas, taking on Purdue. Purdue has kind of let me down so far. I know they're the top team of the country. Braden Smith coming off really a stinker of a game in which Memphis played him ultra tight. I think Ford has too many points. JT Toppin, arguably the best big in the country. We're going to see what Clough and Jacobson can do and try to neutralize him at the post. But if they try to double-team him, he might be one of the best passing big men in the country. He finds those outside shooters like Christian Anderson who can knock it down consistently from outside. So I don't see Purdue covering the 4.5. They may win this thing, but I think it's going to be by a single possession. So I'll take guns up in the Red Raiders there at Baja Mar, plus the 4.5. And I'm going to lay it with Nebraska at minus 1.5 against Kansas State. I think they're going to win this game by 3 or more going away. You look at some of the advanced analytics, the Cornhuskers really D'ing up and actually really scoring the rock considerably well. They're number 19 in the country, EFG offense, 53 in EFG defense. Kansas State is number 7 EFG offense, so they may be able to match bucket for bucket, but their defense stinks. 185 in EFG D to begin the season, and particularly on the glass. So that is going to be an advantage, that interior play of the Huskers. So I'll lay the 0.5. Again, I'll have oodles more bets post a little bit later there on the spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. No reasoning, but here's some additional NFL plays for you. In week 12, a mandatory Montgomery, you jackals. I'll take the over 11.5 rush attempts. Campbell said they want to get him the ball more. Sure, why not? At a minus 105, I'm in. John Metchie, he's one of the forgettable wide receivers of the New York Jets. I'll take the over 2.5 catches. I grabbed it at a minus 120. Tyrod Taylor, number 3 to adjusted completion percentage. Slight upgrade over one Justin Fields. And the last one in the NFL, the Bridezilla. Got to slip a ring on him. I'll take the over at 77.5 receiving yards. Man, Jacoby Brissett has been peppering him with targets. He's gone for 115-plus in back-to-back games. They're taking on Jacksonville. He's got the 6 most tight end yards this season. One college football play, too many points, Fight on with the Trojans. I'm taking a +9.5 against Oregon and Eugene. I think Oregon wins that sucker by 7, not by 10. I'm going to trust thy gut there with the high-flying offense of USC. They should be able to hang tough overall in that game. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor. Would you kindly drop us a rating and review at your convenience? Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to my friends at Betalytics and sign up for an account. Check out all of their advanced projections across the world of sports betting. Use that promo code JUICE. Promo code JUICE. For 25% off, go as well to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Programming notes, I may churn out a solo edition of the Fade 5 pod early on Sunday if I can squeeze it in for the Monday night affair, and I might try to get one out as well for the Thanksgiving Day games, and we're going to play the full episode for week 13 by ear. Spend time with your families. Have a safe travel excursion as well. I know it's tough out there. And, you know, raise a glass. We're going to be thinking of you as we're firing off and sweating out our bets. The outstanding, lovely, and very caffeinated Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Happy Turkey Day.